This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Senator Barack Obama today picked up a few more superdelegates. One was an influential Democrat in an upcoming primary state. He is Joe Andrew, the former party chairman from 1999 to 2001.
We need to make sure that we begin to rally around behind a Democrat. Superdelegates should not wait. Superdelegates should make their choice. They should make their choice known, and we should unify behind a candidate, and that candidate ought to be Barack Obama.
That is Superdelegate Joe Andrew speaking today from Indianapolis. The states of Indiana and North Carolina hold their primaries next Tuesday. NPR's campaign super reporters Don Gagne and David Green are here now. And Don, with the Obama campaign, what are they saying about Joe Andrew? After all, he was the Democratic National Committee chairman under President Clinton.
Joe Andrew is not exactly a household name for most Americans, but he is an Indiana native. He made this statement in his hometown of Indianapolis today, and this is a big get for the Obama campaign. Basically, what they say is it reinforces the message that Senator Obama has been putting forth about how he is going to be the nominee and it's time to unify the party. One thing Andrew said in his letter that's interesting, he said the hardest decisions in life are not between good and bad or right and wrong, but between two goods or two rights. Again, Andrew is saying he respects Hillary Clinton, her service. It echoes what we hear from Barack Obama on the stump, but that to unify the party and to beat John McCain, this has to be done. It also comes on the heels of some other good news for Obama. More superdelegates, all from his home state of Illinois, three of them also on board today.
David Green with the Clinton campaign, still riding high, I think, from the big win in Pennsylvania last week on that wave. And Hillary Clinton has made some progress in the national polls as well. How about that?
They like the way the polls have been going since that win in Pennsylvania, Alex, and they keep sending poll after poll after poll to reporters over email. And today they're saying that that in some of the important swing states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, that the polls suggest that Clinton would do much better against Republican John McCain than Barack Obama would. And there are also some new polls this week which suggest that the Democratic voters out in the country aren't so convinced that Obama is going to be the nominee as they were a couple weeks ago. So Clinton is riding high. She seems confident. She feels like the polls are going her way. But these superdelegates are a problem. I mean, I think a lot of questions are going to come up now as they have in the past. And in these moments that Barack Obama appears weak, why do superdelegates keep going to his side more so than to Hillary Clinton's side?
And there still is this math that people talk about, the delegate math, the vote math. She still can't solve the math problem, can she?
Can't solve the math problem. That's why these superdelegates are going to be so important. Now, they're hoping to make some headway in Indiana and North Carolina with the popular vote numbers, which they hope to be able to point to. And Hillary Clinton is keeping her head down and in Indiana really playing this I'm a regular gal sort of a tour. She's on stage today and on a stage that they've made to look like a living room. She commuted to work with inside the truck that she was riding along with a sheet metal worker. And then she's heading to North Carolina, a state where Barack Obama appears to be doing very well, but Clinton hopes to at least come close. She put one of her most talented strategists, Ace Smith, directing her campaign in North Carolina. He got her wins in California and Texas, and she's hoping that he can get her close enough in North Carolina to have an argument.
Well, Don, back with the Barack Obama campaign, despite the fact that, as you said earlier, these superdelegates are going with Obama, he's not had a good week, has he?
No, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright story has really been the storyline of the campaign this week, and that's something they just don't want to be talking about. In fact, the candidate and his wife are talking about how they don't want to be talking about that. But that episode seems to have given him an opportunity to almost like hit the reset button on the campaign. Last week he seemed, a little unusually low-key campaigning across Indiana and in North Carolina. Now he seems to be energized in the way he has forcefully responded to Reverend Wright. He's out there talking about, how he opposes something John McCain and Hillary Clinton support, a summer gas tax holiday. He's making kind of a complicated case on that, but he's getting a lot of support from editorial pages and from economists. And he does seem to be energized, even though it has been a week where they're talking a lot about things they just assume not talk about.
Don Gagne with the Barack Obama campaign, David Green with the Clinton campaign. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.